This is good. I see we have at least a quorum.
Yep. Yes, Councillor Baker did say he would not be here tonight for the special meeting tonight.
Well, I think we can all question his commitment to the city council, but we can do that at another time. Okay, so why don't we actually go ahead and get, I think we're just waiting, let's see, Susan and Brenda, right? That's all we're missing.
So I didn't get an attachment to the email. Were we supposed to?
Yeah, Susan resent it with the attachment.
Okay.
All right, let me just...
And I'm admitting Councillor Albright right now.
Great. All right, so welcome, everybody. This is a special meeting of the Programs and Services Committee. It is Monday, September 13th. We are being audio and video recorded as usual. We have one item on our agenda for this evening. And before we go any further, let me just say thank you to you all for meeting at this special time. I don't like to do a lot of special meetings, but seem to have been a lot of them that were necessary lately. So I appreciate everyone in your flexibility. Thank you. The one item on our agenda is item 348-21. This is a request to set the salary for the city clerk / clerk of the city council. So by way of introducing this item and president, I'm sorry. Let me go back. I'm all excited here. At the beginning of the meeting, we have from Ward 1, Councillor Greenberg, from Ward 2, President Albright, from Ward 3, Councillor Wright. I'm from Ward 4, I'm Josh Grinsman, chair of the committee. From Ward 5, Councillor Humphrey. From Ward 8, Councillor Ryan. Councillor Baker is absent, and I don't see Councillor Noel here yet. If she comes, I will mention it. Sorry, back to the item. So as you all recall, we were interviewing and deliberating over clerk of the council candidates. As you will all recall, we took action to select our preferred candidate, but we also nominated me to be a liaison with HR so that we could facilitate negotiations with the preferred candidate to come to an agreement about what the parameters of that contract would be, and in particular, what the salary would be. As you also all recall, the salary of the city clerk / clerk of the council, or both positions if they are collective, is set by ordinance. So that is something that the city council has to actually set. For those of you who have been around many years, you have probably taken many votes to set the salary for the clerk. Those of you who haven't been around as long may recall that we have done it at least once or twice while you were here. So the item before us is the recommendation to set that salary based upon those negotiations with Ms. Moore that happened through Michelle Bizzi O'Brien. Pam, do you, sorry, Councillor Wright, do you have the letter now? Have folks seen the letter that we got?
Yes.
Okay. So the recommendation is $127,000 as the salary. If folks will recall, when we were deliberating as a committee, one of the pieces of information we had was that we were expecting probably to have a salary in the 125 to 135 range. Those were part of the, not parameters or requirements, but sort of understanding that was given to me as the liaison, as well as President Albright as president, and Ms. Pitsy O'Brien. So I think you will see that we have fallen within that range with our recommendation. Our understanding is that the agreement is in place for Ms. Moore. She's excited. She's excited to accept at that rate as we go forward with the full city council. President Albright, have I missed anything here?
No, I think you did it. Good.
Okay. I will open it up to anyone for questions, motions, or anything else. I don't know who the phone number is. I think that might be Ms. Pizzi O'Brien. If it's not, it's not. But I can try to answer questions. Councillor Wright.
Thank you, Chair Krugsman. So this is my first time going through this. So we're given a range, and we're told what it should be based on a bunch of stuff that there's really no data points. It says the salary of this position or like positions in other municipalities. So what were those prices for those positions and 10 other ones? You know, do we just rely on whoever wrote this memo that, yes, we'll just rubber stamp this? Or are we supposed to be questioning this to actually see the data and how they came up to 127 versus 134?
So, I mean, I can
go ahead, President Albright.
I can help a little bit, but Ms. Pitsy O'Brien is here. She could also help. Michelle, just step in if you want to speak. But I spoke earlier with Ms. Pitsy O'Brien because I thought this kind of question might come up. And they did start off the whole salary thing by reviewing what other clerks are making across the state. And I believe, and she told me some of them, the top of the range at the top five or six cities are excluding Boston, which they didn't have the data for Boston, and it's slightly different there anyway, was all around between 120 and 127 something. That was where the top of the range for clerks across the city fell. If I'm saying anything wrong, Michelle, and if you're there, please jump in. We also thought you might want to know what David was making when he left.
Yeah.
It was 143.5, I think it was, 143.6, something like that. And
as a factor, he had been serving for 14 years.
Yes, exactly. So, Councilor Wright, does that help you any to give you some context?
That helps. I just didn't know if we would actually see it or not. So are we deciding if 127 is correct, or are we just relying on the data that was provided to us and we say, yes, that's fine?
Yeah, from my perspective, I think in large part we are relying on HR to have done the due diligence that we asked them to do in terms of setting a salary. Now, a lot goes into setting a salary, obviously, which is you want it to be competitive to attract the appropriate talent. You don't want it to be too under, too over, too out of line with industry standard. But you also want to make your employees happy. And I think in her role, Ms. Pitsy O'Brien tried to walk that line. And again, as indicated by the fact that the understanding is that it will be accepted, I think it's pretty safe to say she did a good job there. But we can ask her for more of the underlying data if that's important to you.
Okay, and then just one more question. So if most of the top tier ones went up to 127, why did we have a range of 125 to 135, which was above, beyond what the top tier was for other communities?
So can I give you some context about Newton? Mm-hmm. I mean, is that okay, Councilor Crinsman?
Absolutely. Let me just try to directly answer that, which is my understanding was that that range was set at 75% of the market rate. That's where that range came from. But President Albright, go ahead.
So I think Michelle can't speak, but I'm going to just say that I asked her what the context is for the department heads in Newton so that we could provide that information as well. And as I recall, the numbers were started at 120 and it went up to 164, something like that. So that's context for department heads for us. And she says, we have a process where we look internally and externally using factors consistent with the Massachusetts Pay Equity Act. The salary is reasonable and subject to increases in July of each year. And I did forget to say that we do set the salary each year. When it comes time for budget, it's our job to set that salary each year.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Councilor Wright. Councilor Humphrey?
I was just going to weigh in and say I agree, Chair Krinsman, that the HR department was assigned this task on our behalf. So even though we are not personally fiddling with the numbers, we assigned experts to go figure this out and come back to us with the number that is correct. And as Council President Albright just said, especially when it comes to public employees, there are pretty complicated systems and laws in place for, how you set and determine these kind of salaries. I really don't think that it's our job to try to second guess the HR department here on this when they clearly did a lot of research on this and, this is what they are there to do for us. And they were fulfilling the job that we assigned them so that we don't have to all become experts on this. So I think this number seems reasonable to me. The conditional offer was accepted. All around, it just seems like we can go ahead and approve this number. And again, I wouldn't view this as rubber stamping because we asked someone to get this number for us who is, you know, they're working on our behalf. They're not an outside party and they're not working on behalf of the person we're hiring. So I'm fine with that.
Thank you, Councilor Murphy. That sounds like a motion to approve.
Sure.
Thank you. Discussion on that motion. Councilor Greenberg.
Oh, I just want to say agree with what Councilor Humphrey just said.
Okay. Fair enough. Any other discussion? President Albright.
I'll just say to make perhaps Councilor Wright understand a little bit more. So there was a time when David's salary was pretty low, and Scott Lennon was the president at the time, and Cheryl Lappin was the vice president, and they, I guess David spoke to them about it, that his salary was not commensurate with the other department heads in the city at all. And they did get involved and they went to HR and they did a compensation study and they found out that in fact his salary was too low. So it is our job to make sure that things are going well and in the right direction. So I think it's totally appropriate for you to ask the questions that you asked. And so I thank you for that.
I agree. Thank you, President Albright. And I do think what we have before us is a thorough and professional process that led to this recommendation. I agree. I am not seeing any other comments, or I'm sorry, hands raised to make comments. So again, the motion from Councilor Humphrey was to approve this at the $127,000. So I think folks understand, but what this does is this would change the ordinance to be $127,000 so that that's the salary of the clerk. And then when the offer is made, obviously the salary is known. So we have a motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that is 6-0. Thank you. That concludes our business for the evening. Great job, committee. Proud of you all. I think most people have a 7 o'clock committee meeting, so I'll see you then.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a good night, everyone.
Night.